Welcome to the French Made Easy podcast, where I give you all the basics you need to speak French clearly and confidently. I'm your host, Mathilde, and I'm a French teacher, mompreneur, and bread and cheese lover. Join me as I dive into all things French for beginners and deliver to you bite-sized, easy-to-follow lessons every Tuesday. Let's get started. On commence. Hello, bonjour à tous. Welcome back to the French Made Easy podcast. This is episode number 72, numéro 72. This lesson is part two of our lesson on prepositions for places. So if you haven't listened to part one yet, pause this episode and listen to episode number 71 first. So in today's episode, you'll learn how to translate the prepositions to and at for places in French. So really to indicate a place where we are at or a place we're going to. For example, I am at the pool or I am going to the pool. All right. So if you are new to the podcast, before you get started on the lesson, please download your lesson cheat sheet. It's going to be much easier for you to understand. After the lesson, go and download your lesson's exercises to practice what you've learned today. Are you ready? C'est parti. Okay, so when followed by the name of a place, here are the prepositions you need to use to translate the words to and at. Au, à la, à, l with an apostrophe, and au. And oui, the first one and the last one sound the same. They are both pronounced au, but one has a silent X at the end and the other one doesn't. We'll talk about it later. So, which preposition to use? Again, if you listened to last week's episode, you'll know that it depends on three things. So let me just remind them to you. Number one, is the name of the place feminine or masculine? And number two, is the name of the place singular or plural? Number three, does the name of the place start with a vowel or not? Once you know that, you just follow these rules. If the name of the place is masculine singular, use the preposition au, A-U, au. For example, je vais au théâtre. Je vais au théâtre. I'm going to the theater. Or, je suis au théâtre. Je suis au théâtre. I'm at the theater. If the name of the place is feminine singular, use à la. À la. For example, je vais à la bibliothèque. Je vais à la bibliothèque. I'm going to the library. Or, je suis à la bibliothèque. Je suis à la bibliothèque. I'm at the library. If the name of the place starts with a vowel, use A, L with an apostrophe. For example, je vais à l'opéra. I'm going to the opera. Je vais à l'opéra. Or, je suis à l'opéra. Je suis à l'opéra. I'm at the opera. Okay, last one. If the name of the place is plural, use O, A-U-X. Oh, the X is silent at the end, by the way. For example, je vais aux toilettes. I'm going to the toilet. Je vais aux toilettes. Or, if you want to say I'm in the toilet, je suis aux toilettes. And in that case, you wouldn't really translate the preposition au with at, but with in instead, okay? I'm in the toilet. Je suis aux toilettes. Okay, quick recap. Okay, so to recap, to translate the prepositions to and at, use au if the name of the place is masculine singular. Je vais au théâtre or je suis au théâtre. Use à la if the name of the place is feminine singular. Je vais à la bibliothèque or je suis à la bibliothèque. Use à L with an apostrophe if the name of the place is feminine or masculine, singular, starting with a vowel. Je vais à l'opéra or je suis à l'opéra. Use O with a silent X at the end if the name of the place is plural. Je vais aux toilettes. Je suis aux toilettes. Et voilà, that is now the end of today's lesson. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to go and download your lessons exercises to practice what you've learned today. If you enjoyed this episode, then let me know in the comments on my website. I'll talk to you guys soon. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt. Hey, it's me again. Before you go, I just wanted to let you know that if you are struggling with French pronunciation, I am excited to announce my new and free beginner's audio guide. It's called 5-Step Roadmap to Effortless French Pronunciation. It's really designed to simplify your French pronunciation journey and to make it less overwhelming for you. So if you are a beginner starting or restarting to learn French and you want to improve your French pronunciation, then this audio guide is perfect for you. And obviously, you also get a transcript with the audio guide so you can follow along while you listen. So click the link inside your podcast notes to access your audio guide. It is free. À bientôt. Bye.